Ryan Medford with Hal and Clay.
It's always a pleasure here on Sweet Corn.
Always. It's the sweetest. Also, the masculine form of sweetie is sweetest. Sweetest. Another inconvenient truth. Welcome to Hymn Hunters International. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I have two special guests with me. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Herschel, and I'm head of Tufts Fraternity and Sorority Life.
I'm Amy. I am the international Canadian listener and Lauren's domestic partner.
Wow, I'm so glad we got those intros out of the way. So Ben's not going to be able to join me this week. Work stuff, whatever. But we're making do. Two lovely guests, two beautiful voices. Thank you. So originally last week, Ben and I had promised that our theme for this show would be party playlist, but because Ben's not here, I think we're going to have to do something different. Hmm. So ready? We're going to pick a theme right now.
Wow. Okay.
Live on air. Amy had a suggestion earlier.
Spring.
Oh, yeah.
Has sprung because spring has kind of sprung.
Spring right has now. Sprung.
It has sprung.
Yeah.
Spring has sprung.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. I know our theme last week was heat wave, so I don't want to exhaust our listeners with like the warm vibes. But that being said, it's pretty nice out right now.
Nice. I'm feeling happy about it.
Okay, so spring has sprung. We're going to get into it today on Hymn Hunters International. Does anyone have a song they want to start out with?
I don't at the moment.
As our listeners, I'm sure at this point know, I do my monthly playlist on Spotify. Mm-hmm. So the February monthly playlist, okay, my last February monthly playlist was like all emo because it was cold and sad. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like it's got a little more life to it. She's got some pep in her step. So I'm going to play a song off the new playlist. Okay, I've been listening to a lot of the 1975 recently, so I'm going to play a song called Somebody Else, which I kind of just rediscovered and I'm really loving. So we'll start with that. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Somebody else.
Okay, that was Somebody Else by the 1975. So today we're going to continue with the special guest episode of Hymn Hunters International. Herschel, what's new?
What's new? Well, I have a cold, which is new. Right. That's really
new beginnings.
It's really a new beginning for me. I have been watching the Olympics. Otherwise known as mm-hmm. Les Jeux Olympiques.
Oh,
that's because French and English are the two official languages of the Olympics.
Wow, I did not know that.
And it'd be really interesting when they would like do the introductions for like events and stuff, mm-hmm. and like none of the athletes in this particular event were French, but they would do the announcements in English and then in French and then in Korean.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, this is so international and also unnecessary. So, you know.
What events have you been watching in the Olympics?
Well, I started out watching the figure skating.
Right.
It's
the gateway drug.
Right.
They say.
It's the gateway drug to the Olympics. And then I watched that. And I also watched a bit of the alpine skiing.
Yeah.
And what really struck me was that all of these athletes that have devoted their at least 4 years to this fall and trip and wipe out. There was one Swiss athlete who in one event, like she just went off the starting block and then she just fell and like plowed into the media. And like, she plowed into all the photographers. You could see them like fly up in the air.
So funny.
And then in the second time, she was like going through one of these events and she missed a gate. Like she missed one of the flags that you have to go around.
Yeah.
And she basically like was disqualified from all the events that she was participating in.
That is sad.
This poor
it's
woman.
It's really terrible. And even like for the figure skating and stuff like that, like, everything's riding on like a half a second jump that they do, and they don't rotate, or they don't,
or they over rotate.
They over rotate.
God
forbid you over rotate. And yeah, it's just really sad. And I keep thinking like, if this is what like differentiates a gold medalist from like no one, is like whether or not you can pull off this one jump. Should we really be like giving away accolades for that? Mm. Like, is that really excellence, or is there a lot of luck involved?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. What mixture? I mean, obviously it's a mixture of skill and luck, but like, yeah, for like landing some of those jumps, or even just dependent on the weather conditions
right.
that day.
Yeah,
is it icy? Yeah. Is it windy?
Right.
You know, like that's really gonna like affect your performance. I moonlight as a sports commentator.
Okay. I thought I heard your voice.
I fly out to Korea every night. Like, it's totally fine.
Speaking of the commentators, I just want to point out that these commentators are so rude. They're literally some of the rudest people I've seen on live television. They're like, that's not going to cut it for her. That was a really disappointing performance from her today.
She's probably feeling really bad about herself, right?
She brings shame upon her family and nation.
Right. Last 4 years, and this is what you come up with. Yeah. It's really, really just tragic story for this athlete today.
My favorite story of the Olympics is the girl from the U.S. who did not make the U.S.
Ski
team. So then she went to Hungary and like somehow got on their team, and she was so bad.
Wait, did she like not attempt any?
She didn't attempt any trick at all.
So it was half pipe skiing with freestyle ski on the half pipe, whatever you call it. And yeah, and the video part, just like skiing down the half pipe, they're like, oh, she like kind of turns around and like skis a little bit backwards at the end. They're like, oh, she's showing some style here. Yeah. She's definitely gonna get points for that. Like, it was so funny. And like, I saw mixed opinions about it. Like, on one hand, people were like, well, you know, it's inspiring because like anyone can go to the Olympics and whatever, but then on the other hand, it's like, but you're like kind of making a mockery of the sport, right. And like, you're not Hungarian, or I think maybe her grandparents were Hungarian. So
a lot of ethics involved,
right? The ethics of the Olympics.
Mm. Apparently there was a Russian athlete, Olympic athlete from Russia,
right,
who wore a shirt that said like, I don't dope or whatever.
Oh,
and then
she
was found
culpable.
Yeah, and so that was really just, that was just sad.
Wow.
Yeah. That's really sad. That's a statement to be like, I'm not doping.
Yeah, and then she literally was doping. I don't know if that was fake news. I didn't check my Olympic sources.
Mm, right.
I don't have that many contacts in that part of society.
Right.
But,
right.
We are not athletes.
We are not athletes.
No.
No. Not in the slightest. So maybe don't listen to any of our Olympic commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe just don't trust us on any of our sports related.
But nevertheless, it's been very entertaining to watch, and I've been enjoying the Olympics very much. So
yeah.
Okay, should we play a song?
I think we should.
My mom's listening, so.
Oh my God,
hi,
hello.
Hi, Jules. Thanks for listening. We love you. I'm going to play a song for my mom. I'm going to play a Norah Jones song.
Oh, my dad is listening.
Oh my gosh. This is making me so happy right now. Our 10 listeners, 2 of them are our parents.
Yeah, we've made it in the world.
Okay, so I'm going to play a song for Jules. In the meantime, Aim, if your dad has a song request.
Yeah, text me,
Rob,
dad.
Text us. Text Amy.
Yeah.
We'd love to play it.
The theme is spring.
That's very loose, though.
Yeah.
Or new beginnings.
Or new beginnings, any of that.
A new start.
Or viruses.
A new start.
Or viruses.
And on that note, oh, you know what? Okay, I was going to play Norah Jones for my mom because I thought that'd be really cute, but she just texted me and she actually wants to hear Ed Sheeran. So
she loves Ed Sheeran.
She does love Ed Sheeran. She just got Ed Sheeran tickets. We're going to go see him in San Francisco this summer. So we're all really excited. Let's see. Mom, I'm going to play a song. Oh gosh, what do I play? I don't know. I'm gonna play Barcelona by Ed Sheeran.
Ooh,
have you heard that song? It's
I
a
haven't.
Funky little it's a funky little jam off the new album. I feel like it didn't get as much hype as I think it should have. Mm. I really like it. It's got a nice little beat. So mom, in the middle of your workday, please enjoy this song.
I got 2 left feet and a bottle of red wine, making me feel like the beat in the bass line. Or in my blood, both hands up on a waistline. Get on up, baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Don't care what the DJ chooses. Get lost in the rhythm of me. Place don't close until we wanna leave it. You and I, we're flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona. I guess that is destiny doing it right. And just like they do in the Mediterranean, spin you around me again and again. You're like something the goddess sent me. I want you, baby, solamente. You and I, we're flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona.
Okay, that was Barcelona by Ed Sheeran.
That was such a good song.
Such a good, like a shockingly, like a great jam.
That was a great jam.
You don't see it coming. Mm-hmm. It's like mid-album, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it's like a breath of fresh air.
I really liked
wow.
it.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go into a segment that we do occasionally on the show, and it's where we talk about food like we know what we're talking about.
Okay.
And so yeah. today, Amy's going to share with us a recipe of some sort mm-hmm. for a spring-inspired something.
A spring-inspired mojito.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes. So
wait, a pause really quickly. Was I talking about this with you the other night? I was talking about mojitos with someone, and it's one of those drinks that, like, it's good no matter where you get it, you know?
Yeah. I've had one bad mojito.
Oh, really?
I had some really good mojitos in Paris, Texas, actually, where I studied abroad.
Yeah.
They were really, really good.
Okay, with that, continue, please.
Okay, so... You got ruby red grapefruit juice.
Oh.
Sugar, lime, white rum,
ooh.
Mint leaves, and a large ruby grapefruit. So that's basically all you need. Combine it up somehow and make a drink.
Do you just put everything in the blender, including the grapefruit?
So, Amy, we're going to need more information.
So in a saucepan.
Wait, what?
You get a saucepan. Okay, mm-hmm. So a saucepan, you add the grapefruit juice, sugar, mm-hmm. lime juice, and zest. Bring that to a boil.
Oh, is this a reduction?
A red ruby grapefruit
and then
reduction?
You cook it until the sugar is melted, and then cool it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you serve it in a glass. With... that's the drink.
I feel like I'd want that in like a goblet.
You put that ooh. In some with some you mint know. And
yeah.
some grapefruit
yeah.
and rum and ice.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, maybe a splash of Fresca if you're
you know,
feeling
I
fancy.
I feel like reductions are very easy to make, but make you look 10 times fancier than
oh,
you actually
yeah.
are.
They do.
Yeah.
So 10 out of 10 would recommend yeah. a reduction.
A reduction. What if you just drank the reduction? Like, why even make the cocktail? Just
basically
drink
like soda. I mean, reduction. Add some
yeah.
like... busy water to it
right
and
some
it's soda
seltzer, right. some polar
that's alternate recipe
that's how you make like a natural soda for those
ooh.
Of you who don't drink
yeah
make your own reduction add it to some sparkling water and it's like a natural soda
that's true or have you tried those soda stream machines
yeah
yes.
I think I've tried it once I was honestly impressed it was better than I thought it would be
yeah
it's kind of fun too you get to like feel it fizzle, you know?
Yeah.
Feel it carbonate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that feeling.
Nothing like that carbonation.
That carbonation.
Yeah.
Do you have any song requests, Aim?
My dad said he's thinking.
Oh, okay. Herschel?
So in the spirit of new beginnings.
Yeah.
As all of you may not know, today is actually the 2-year anniversary of a little ballad that I like to call Work From Home. By Fifth Harmony,
oh, wow.
Featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
I can't believe you didn't say that earlier, because that
yeah.
literally could have been like our theme.
No,
that's
but,
huge. This
but,
is huge.
But in the spirit of new beginnings,
right.
I'd like to point out that all the girls, the relevant ones,
yeah.
Are pursuing their solo projects, and Normani actually just came out with a song with Khalid called Love Lies.
That's her in it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who was in it.
It's a great song. I absolutely love it. It's a great new beginning. I think it could do really well.
It's a good song.
But also, if you're listening today, just listen to Work From Home.
Should
when
we play
you
it?
Time.
Should we play Work From Home and then Love Lies?
We could do that.
Should we do a little two-songer?
Wow.
A
double-header.
A double-header.
That's a baseball term. Since
it
we're
is,
sports
it
commentators.
It is a baseball
yeah.
term.
Yeah.
You know, just so we're all clear, we are technically a talk show.
Right.
So it's okay for us to talk mm-hmm. this much during
mm-hmm.
our show.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's freeform radio, so
right.
I get to do what I want, I guess. So in honor of the 2-year anniversary of Work From Home, as well as New Beginnings, we're going to go Work From Home, and then we'll play Love Lies. And I'm really excited for
Me
this.
Too.
This is going to be good. Thanks for the suggestion, Herschel.
Of course.
I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't wearing a nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them
hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pic after picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 but you gotta put in work. Work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home, oh, oh. We can work from home, oh, oh. Let's put it into motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. Need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 but you gotta. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home, oh, oh. We can work from home, oh, oh.
Oh, yeah. Girl, gotta work for me. Can you make a clap? No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the bae, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride or die, she gon' go, I'm gon' choose. She finesse, I fight bull, she take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work, work, no. Work, 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 but you gotta do it.
if you're down. Don't hide it. Feeling me, you don't gotta deny it. Baby, you gon' make me overnight it. Tell me how you down.
Tell me.
Tell me how your love lies. Wasted day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies.
Tell me where your love lies.
Tell me where your love lies.
Show me where your love lies.
Wasted day and spend the night underneath the sunrise.
Okay, that was Work From Home. Happy birthday to that song. And after that, it was Love Lies by Khalid and Normani. So good. We're going to take a quick break from our regularly scheduled program and hear a PSA from one of our beautiful guests today. Amy?
Okay, this is a Somerville Cares About Prevention PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. Mm-hmm. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Mm-hmm. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. Ooh. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov. /scrap.
Thank you. What a beautiful PSA. Yeah. Reminder, if you're thinking about throwing a house party in this lovely weather, be respectful. You know, yeah. Just be kind to
unless
your neighbors.
You're fat, in which case there are no consequences.
Right.
So just
and you can just like do whatever you want. Light a car on fire. I mean, like
get stabbed. Stab someone.
Just dissolve. For the record, we do not endorse stabbing people.
We do not endorse stabbing here.
Okay, let's segue into our weekly segment, recommended reads. Amy and I have a recommended read, and then Herschel also has a recommended read. Our recommended read was sent to us by, was sent to me by the host, the regular co-host of M100's International, Ben, who's not here today, but it was about, I can't remember what the article was called, but it was from the publication Them, and it was about, the article's called The Light My Queer Heart Sees in Wounded Broken Men, and it's a queer man writing about his relationship with sad boys, and sad though news. I am not a queer man, I really related to this article.
Wait, can you explain sad boy to me? I think this is something that I missed.
Yeah, so the sad boy, okay, they give, like, the case study of, like, Justin Vernon, the lead singer of Bon Iver, as, like, a classic sad boy, like, someone who kind of, like, acts like wounded and also but is like really like artistic and like
and
has
sensitive
kind of has like the tattoos and the weird t-shirts and the wispy hair and like
but it's like performative
but it's like a different way of performing like masculinity which is like no way less toxic than other performance of masculinity and that's the article's about like seeing that hurt and liking it, but it's also like very performative. I don't know. It's good. Yeah. It's a really good article.
It's really good.
It's funny. It's sad. It's everything.
It's humorous. It references a lot of great Bon Iver songs.
It references a lot of really good Bon Iver songs. And it's also about
made you go like, wait, yeah.
Yeah. And it also is kind of about sad music and why we like sad music and why it speaks to us. And it was really lovely. I'll send it to you, Herschel, if you want to read it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Your recommended read for the week?
So my friend Layla actually sent me an article about this is an older article, but I hadn't seen it until now about the rise of Bad Baby, also known as Catch Me Outside Girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's her stage
bad
name.
Baby.
I didn't know shit. Who you went by Bad
it's
Baby?
It's Bad, and both Bad and Baby are spelled with an H after the B.
Okay.
Oh. And then Baby is spelled with an I E instead of Y.
Okay. Oh. Can you explain that Catch Me Outside Girl for our listeners?
So for those of you that might be
also, my mom is also listening. Hi, mom.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
So for those of you who may not know, Catch Me Outside girl, her name is Danielle Bregoli. I think she's now 15. She was about 13 when she went on the Dr. Phil show as one of those teens that needed like serious reforming.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a white girl from, you know, white trash Florida, and or like retirement community Florida, honestly. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same thing. And she like performs in this, she like tries to act like this very ghetto,
mm-hmm.
like stereotypical black woman, like some like backcountry, you know, like an Iggy Azalea type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so she calls the audience hoes, like a bunch of hoes.
Yeah.
And then she, Dr. Phil like says, you know, something to her to be quiet or something. And she says, well, cash me outside. How about that?
And hearing you explain this whole thing, I love it.
And so what she means is like, do you want to go outside and like settle this, you know? And what's so funny is the mom takes it completely seriously, because Dr. Phil's like, well, what does that mean? And the mom goes, well, it means that she's gonna go outside and do what she has to do. And it's really funny. But anyway, this girl goes viral. Then apparently she starts writing rap songs, and she's signed to Atlantic Records now.
What?
After her debut rap single, These Hoes, spelled H-E-A-U-X. Beat goes hard, I'm not gonna lie. But anyway, oh, no. So now here's the thing. So she was banned from Spirit Airlines because her mom punched a fellow passenger.
And Spirit is like the trash of airline.
Right, like if you get banned from Spirit,
they
like
made some
really
girl flush her toilet. I mean, flush her hamster down the
it
toilet.
It was her therapy.
Emotional support. Yeah.
So
this is Bad Baby. So she's on probation right now because she was like found guilty
she
of like trying
car.
To steal cars,
right.
And like, trying to frame her mom for cocaine possession.
What?
Something like that. But anyway, she can't leave the house for 12 hours of the day. I think between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. she can't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
But she still drops a new rap video every week. So she's like filming on the set like, all the time.
Right.
Anyway, so this is Bad Baby. So this article is talking about the rise of Bad Baby and also the rise of Cardi B, and what those two kind of parallel phenomena say about our conceptions or our placement of whiteness and blackness in society and that kind of thing. It's a Babe article.
Whoa.
Babe can be very intellectual.
Babe
sometimes.
Can be very intellectual. Yeah.
So
that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. And so it talks about how you know, Cardi B is you know, like one representation of blackness, and then Danielle's like obviously an appropriative, like kind of reductive, inauthentic one. And, you know, she says that because in our white hegemonic order, whiteness is valued above blackness, Danielle's interesting, in quotes, presentation and her whiteness combined to make her a valuable record deal for Atlantic Records. Meanwhile, Cardi B had to fight a lot harder to become as famous and as successful as she is today.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just an interesting juxtaposition that we can take into consideration. But at the end, the article was like, both of them have great music. I don't know.
Right, so questionable about that.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, actually, that was a great recommended read. Thank you for sharing that. Two more recommendations I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Teen Vogue Snapchat story. It is so good.
Do you still have Snapchat post this update?
I have, I got the update, downloaded it automatically. I didn't download it myself, but I always watch the Daily Mail update, like the Snapchat story, because I love getting like my trashy celebrity fix. And sometimes the Teen Vogue one comes on right after. And they had their whole story, like over the weekend, was about like what it means to be an ally and how to be like a good ally, especially as a white person, and like where you situate yourself in, especially in like protests and that kind of thing. And it was so good. So like 10 out of 10 recommend Teen Vogue. And then second and final recommend and read is, the Betches Bachelor recap.
Oh.
It's freaking hilarious.
It is so good.
Every week someone on their website recaps The Bachelor, and they're just
hilarious.
So funny. I can't even, like, they're sarcastic, and like they talk about the contestants and everyone's just garbage, and it's so good.
The whole show is garbage. But Fantasy Suites are tonight.
Yeah, quick 8 plug. 8
what
p.m.
Is that?
So it's the overnight date.
Ooh.
Where they, you know, like have an overnight date and then talk about it the next day. Sometimes it goes good.
So there's like a Q&A afterwards.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like actually. Yeah.
There's three ladies left.
Yeah.
Vying for
three ladies left.
Let's, Ari's
we
heart.
Have the taxidermist.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
With a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
Is it real?
Is her heart real?
Yeah. Or is it?
Is it taxidermy?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Maybe we'll find out tonight. Mm-hmm. Then we have the human equivalent of mayonnaise. Lauren B, who barely speaks is a little bit scary in just how boring she is.
Yeah.
Do you think she might does she work robot. At a health food store or something?
I don't know what she does. Who knows what she does? She doesn't really talk that much.
My mom texted me no to the Bachelor with like 10 exclamation points.
And then who's the last
we
lady?
We get it,
who's
Mom.
Who's the last lady that's left?
Becca
K. Oh, and Becca K, the realtor
from Minneapolis.
From Minneapolis.
Oh, shout out to Minneapolis.
Right. Yeah. I mean, doesn't talk a lot. Yeah. She's fine, I guess.
I don't know.
They seem to put up with Ari. Who knows? So anyway, me and Amy will be tuning in tonight. I'm pretty excited.
That sounds interesting. I wish I could be there, but I will be in my elephant conservation class.
Elephant conservation. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. How relevant.
I'm really worldly. I'm just like in touch with the animals.
Wear your elephant pants. You know what I'm talking about?
I am Eliza Thornberry. I can talk to the elephants.
Beautiful.
Wow. Actually, when I was in kindergarten, we took a trip to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this, but apparently I came back and told my teacher that the elephant and I talked, like we had a conversation. And I think at that point, my teacher was like, to my mom, was like, I think you need to get this child, you know, psychologically evaluated. But
here you are.
Here I am.
Taking an elephant conservation class. So that's full circle.
Right.
Okay, we're going to play a song for Amy's mom. She wanted some Blondie.
She did. She wanted some classic Blondie.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you're looking for, but I think I'm going to play Heart of Glass.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's a good one. It's not explicit. Okay, good. Just checking. Okay, so this is for Tony. Thanks for listening from New York today. Hope your work day went well. enjoy this song. I hope you enjoyed that. We saw the video of you dancing along. So we're going to wrap up the show in the next 10 minutes or so. But thank you to all the parents for listening.
Your support means the world.
It really does. Thank you for everyone for tuning in today. I guess we'll play a couple more songs before we end. But first, I'd like to point out we are going into Pisces season.
Ooh.
Oh.
New season, new zodiac sign.
What does that mean?
So,
Herschel, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aries, so I'm gonna look up.
We're Tauruses.
We are Tauruses.
Well, here's the deal. I'm April 19th, and I think April 20th is the beginning of Taurus or something else. And so,
yeah,
I think I straddle the right.
I also straddle. I straddle between Aries and Taurus. Wait, when's your birthday?
The 19th of April.
Oh, mine's the 27th of April.
So you guys are both.
So we're both.
Well, you're both near.
Yeah.
Near it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I don't really relate to Aries or Taurus.
Or Taurus. I'm a Taurus.
I'm looking up Aries Pisces compatibility 2018.
Good to know.
I found an article how Pisces season will affect you.
Oh, let's.
According to your sign.
Please tell us more.
Okay, so first I'll do Aries.
Okay.
Because it comes first.
Sorry. Yeah.
It goes, Pisces is right before Aries on the zodiac wheel, which means it's almost Aries season. Mm. If you're an Aries, this is a time for Aries to slow down and catch up on rest, to reconnect with your inner voice and explore your psychic abilities. This is also a season to take time for yourself and rest up before your birthday season comes along. How do you feel about that, Hirsch?
I do think that I should connect with my inner psychic abilities. Mm-hmm. I used to be telekinetic, and then...
I think you should get that back.
Yeah.
For sure.
I just stopped being able to, like, move stuff things with my eyes.
Right.
Like Matilda. Oh. Yeah. I just saw this article about Aries Pisces compatibility in sex, love, and intellectualness.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Aries stands for instinctive sex, and the sign of Pisces stands for orgasm. So I don't really know what to make of that.
Safe hour.
Apparently, Aries and Pisces could find many things to talk about if they open up for each other's support and advice.
Wow.
Okay.
But their emotional worlds are like two different planets. Aries is covered in rust, a red-colored desert with volcanoes, canyons, and weather. Neptune is a blue gas giant, cold, whipped by winds, and much farther from the sun.
Wait, that sounds like you just read my Tinder bio. Speaking of Tinder, my mom suggests going on Tinder to make friends.
Honestly.
Okay, that's what I don't understand, when I see Tinder bios, they're like, just here to make friends. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm not here
to make friends. Mm-hmm.
There is Bumble BFF and Bumble Biz.
If you want to network.
Biz is where I get all my clients for my...
Taurus.
Back to the Pisces
Pisces Tauruses. Season, how this will affect us Tauruses out there.
So that is me, you, it's my mom.
Yeah?
It's your mom?
No, my mom's a Cancer.
Oh, right. We had this conversation last night.
Yeah.
Okay. For Tauruses, Pisces season is a very different energy. You're not slowing down. Instead, you're getting busy hanging out with friends, networking, meeting new people, and socializing. At a more emotional level, you're using the dreamy side of Pisces season to connect with yourself about what your hopes and dreams for the future may be.
I guess. Sure.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it makes more sense than connecting with your psychic abilities.
Psychic abilities. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it. My sister's a Gemini, which surprises absolutely no one. Mm. How's it?
I'm actually watching her Insta story right now.
Oh, really?
Kelly.
Oh my God, Kelly's at the beach.
I know. She's living
so
it
jealous.
Up.
Okay, so Gemini for Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So for Geminis, this season is activating the sector of your chart for career, fame, fortune, and popularity, like how many followers you have and what you're going to be known and remembered for. Pisces season is also an amazing time for you to come up with new creative things to do in your career and to really show off what an incredible imagination you have.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Sure.
Creativity.
So it sounds like Pisces season is going to be a season of rest, reflection, and I don't know.
Telekinesis.
Yeah, so we're all like really stoked on that. Can't wait for Pisces
season. And then it's Aries season.
And then it's Aries season.
Yep.
And then it's your time to shine.
Oh my god.
And then it's oh my gosh. Do you feel like your star chart, like, do you think it describes you? Like your sign? Like,
I
do you
don't think Taurus fits me very well.
Yeah, I agree
think
with that.
I would be more of like a Cancer or a Virgo. I don't know. But I don't know. I have read like charts about like the day you were born.
Yeah.
And what that means. And I've read those, and those are surprisingly accurate.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like.
What about you, Herschel?
I don't think Aries describes me pretty well either. I think it's always like, I see a lot of stuff about Aries being like hot-headed and impatient. Okay, I am impatient, but I wouldn't describe myself as like hot-headed. No. Like I do have a short fuse under certain circumstances, but
no, I don't. I wouldn't.
I don't think you're hot-headed.
I don't think I'm hot-headed. So,
mm-mm. I don't. Yeah, you're not an Aries.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I am. I'm an enigma.
Oh,
an enigma.
Well, there's the new
adding
sign.
Adding a new zodiac sign.
There is the new zodiac sign that came out last year.
Wait, what? They just like made a new one.
They made a new one.
And it shifted everyone. It shifted everyone.
Ophiuchus.
Excuse me? No.
The Ophiuchus. Yeah.
You haven't heard of it?
It's the Ophiuchus. It's like, what does it mean? Ophiuchus. It's the serpent bearer.
Oh.
It's a man grasping a snake.
And what are the dates of that? Did it go at the beginning of the year or the end?
The date is November 29th to December 18th.
But see, the thing is, I think that like changed everything, so I wouldn't be a Taurus anymore.
No.
And I feel like I'm a Taurus.
Yeah.
I really do identify very strongly.
My mom is also very Taurus-y.
Really?
Yeah.
There's some people, you know, there's some people where you like learn their sign and you're like, yeah, that like makes sense. I don't know. It's interesting. Not everyone's into it. Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap up our show there for today. Thank you to everyone for tuning in. We had a lot of fun. We're going to end with two songs. One is a request from Herschel. Herschel, would you like to tell us what we're going to hear?
Yeah. It's a song called Obsessed that I found on Spotify by a new artist named Maggie Lindman. I think she's literally like 18 years old.
Love it.
Vocals still developing. But she's got interesting pop voice, cool original song. So yeah, this one's a little like F you to all the egotistical men out there. So a nice
Monday evening
jam. How we like to spend all of our time.
And then after that, what are we gonna hear, Aim?
We are going to hear First Love Late Spring by Mitski, who is a wonderful artist.
Wonderful.
I listened to this song a lot in Paris.
Yeah.
And we all went abroad to Paris, in case you didn't know.
We all went
abroad to Paris. And it just makes me think of springtime.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It
we're getting back
the
on
title.
Theme here.
Oh, yeah.
We had a theme. thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I've
Thanks
said that five times.
Thanks for having us, Lauren.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on. Come back again soon. We'll be back next Monday, 5 to 6, with another regularly scheduled show. You've been listening to Him Hunters International on 91.5 FM, WFM Everett, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a blast. Thank you to Amy and Herschel for helping me fill this hour. And we're going to end on two little happy songs here. Okay, enjoy your Monday.
Bye. Have a blessed evening.
Watch The Bachelor.
Your body is a work of art, but we got a little issue. I feel your chest, but I can't find your heart. Got more muscles than the ocean, sculpted like an ancient god. Love yourself but no emotion. Yeah, I like to touch, but I can't feel no love. You're looking in my eyes just to see your own reflection. Your own reflection. Your body's overpriced, cause you pay yourself way too much attention. Too much attention. You're so obsessed with yourself. Maybe you should undress with yourself. Hey, I get a taste. baby, like you do. I love it and I hate it too. Do it, baby, like you do. 'Cause I'm obsessed with myself.